Good morning, Boston, and of course the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it's a new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from John Mellencamp, Feist, and Hazel English. Today's reissue song is from R.E.M. off the re-release of their classic Green album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from The City and Horses, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Duna Waves. Duna, spelled D-O-O-N-A, are an unsigned mixed-gendered indie jangle pop five-piece from Brunswick, Australia, but now make Melbourne their base of operations. I found them through an Australian radio station's website dedicated to unsigned artists. In fact, you can download their music and this song, Watigo, for free, and I provided you that link at my website at tksmusic.com. They have just self-released their debut EP, Come Around, and I was really quite taken with it. New music from Duna Waves here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you on a Tuesday morning of music you might otherwise miss. Closing off the two-song set of the opening hour with another new tune from Hazel English. I am smitten with this artist. Hazel English, she's a 20-something Australian-born indie pop singer-songwriter that currently makes her home in Oakland, California. I first found her in late 2016 with the release of her debut single, Make It Better. At that time, I was thinking, she is an artist to watch. So I started to follow her on SoundCloud and Facebook. And the other thing I found out while following her, not like I'm like stalking her or anything, but and her new EP, which is being produced by Jackson Phillips. And I know this guy. He's the driving force behind the band Daywave and also Carousel. They make a great team. So in 2017, Hazel has decided to combine two EPs, which are called Just Give In and Never Going Home. And they will be coming out May 12th. The song that I just aired there this morning is called Love Is Dead. It's a really nice album so far. Changing musical direction with something new from Matt Hunsley. Matt is a 23-year-old singer-songwriter from the Newcastle area in England. He launched his debut EP, To Being Free, in 2016 and immediately received great reviews on being a great musical storyteller. 2017 has Matt releasing a brand new single. This one is Do You Need Me Near? Just came out April 28th. New music from Matt Hunsley here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
is how
That was the latest material from Boca here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Boca is the stage name for, well, an alter ego for Chloe Luer. This dream pop electronica-based alt-pop songstress was born in Cape Town, South Africa, raised in Wellington, New Zealand, and now lives in Berlin, Germany. She started out as an actress, and at 21, she met a filmmaker who persuaded her to start a ukulele busking adventure with him in Berlin, which then turned into a touring band and produced two albums. That's amazing. She is now solo with her new moniker and just released her debut EP, Don't Leave the Fire. I just spun the CD's lead-off track, I Know You Know.
One theft every 6.5 minutes. 156 thefts every day. Car thieves appreciate all the help they can get, so here's a shout-out to the more than 57,000 drivers who admittedly made it easy for the thieves last year. 57,000 who left the keys in their vehicle and had it stolen, a 22% increase in just a year. Old habits die hard, and thieves can't help themselves, especially when it's so easy. So why is it so difficult for some people to turn off the car, take the key or the fob, and lock it up before they walk away? Turn off the ignition and lock your vehicle.
Well, I guess that just decided to stop on its own. Anyway, well, let's keep the things moving here with a new one from Kid Smoke, which I think has a great name for a band. So Kid Smoke is an unsigned, mixed-gendered indie rock foursome out of Wrexham, Wales. They are Lance Williams, he does vocals and guitar, James Stickles, bass guitar and vocals, Sophia Bellamy, guitar and vocals, which I like that all these people are singing, and Ash Turner, sorry Ash, you're last, on the drum kit. They formed as a band in 2013 and released their debut EP a little later that same year. 2017 is shaping up to be a good year for Kid Smoke. They're ready to release their third EP entitled Save Your Sorrow, which comes out in June. They self-released two singles so far in 2017, Waves and the other one, And Mine Alone. I'll be playing the latter. I'm assuming that both will be included in the new EP. Here we have new music from Kid Smoke here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
School, and early on in life, the only thing I wanna do was buy me You want me? Here's what you do. I want a brick home like my mother's. Ain't moving down to Grandview.
That's what she told me. A lot of pain. Youngest baby's moving out. She gets married next spring. When the bash is over, tell you what I'm gonna do. I got my trailer picked out. Gonna move it down to Grandview.
New music from John Mellencamp here on Freeform Radio, Tulsa University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. You're hanging here with TK and John Mellencamp, who started his music career as John Cougar. The name change came at the behest of his record label, which he changed as soon as he was released from that deal. He's released 23 studio albums thus far, the latest being Sad Clowns and Hillbillies, which on the album features Carlene Carter's name on the cover. And she sings with Mellencamp on 5 of the 13 songs. John also did a duet with Martina McBride on the song we just sampled, which is called Grandview. The album's official release date was April 21st. Well, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage, the part of the show when I like to play a new tune from an artist, and I'll follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is The City and Horses. When I first found The City and Horses in 2013, the band, and I'm doing air quotes, but you can't see that, I was really just Mark Cotone. And at that time in his career, besides writing and performing music, Mark also produced children's television programs in the Philadelphia area. He was also involved in writing songs and music for other people and other PBS shows. Today, The City and Horses has grown to 6 members. Mark has added 2 women and 3 men to the band, and with that, they've just released a new album, Ruins, on April 21st. The song I have selected for airplay is the album's lead-off track, Shades. So this is The City and Horses. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
If all the girls were wearing headphones, we'll
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was The City and Horses with 17, which was released in 2013 on their album Strange Range. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I've posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also take a look over at some free downloads. I posted several over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and also some videos housed there as well. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from REM. The album that's been re-released is Green, which originally came out in 1988. This is the band's first album since leaving the IRS record label. They signed with Warner Brothers Records, rather, which allowed the boys creative freedom and resulted in this commercial success for REM. The album had hits on it like Orange Crush, Stand, and this one, Pop Song 89. So this is REM with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I lost myself. I
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here and music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set with the music from LaPie. I've been following LaPie since her 2015 debut EP, and this is And He Said, Honey, comma, You Look So Fine. Go to my, my go-to track on that release is a tune called Secret. Really like her a lot. She really hit 2016 hard with a great single called Up All Night, and I made her an artist to watch. Well, it seems that Rolling Stone Australia agrees with me. I have a quote from the Rolling Stone article itself. It's called, the feature is called The Future Is Now, featuring LaPie. There's a brief description supplied by the author to describe the sound of the artist. She, the author, wrote that LaPie sounds like, quote, Malibu Barbie after a deck of menthol cigarettes and an old-fashioned, unquote. I wish I were that clever. Anyway, LaPie is releasing a new EP on May 26th. The interesting thing here is that in Australia, the disc will be titled Sad Girl Theory. On the U.S. iTunes site, it's listed as LaPie as an EP, a self-titled. I don't know what to tell you. Other than that, the song I just played there was called Go Unsteady. Keeping the tunes going here with a track from Vacations. Here's another band I found while perusing the Australian radio website supporting unsigned artists. Vacations are four lads from Newcastle. This one, Newcastle, is in Australia. They play some nice indie alt pop and rock. The boys have recently self-released this single. It's called Away, and it really just caught my ear. The song can be had for free, and I've posted that link on my website at tksmusic.com. New music from Vacations here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Stay forever.
Free Roam Radio, Tufts University. 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. TK hanging here with you and closing off that set was a track from The Present Age. They are a post-punk indie rock dream pop band comprised of two brothers, Isaac and Logan Lamers, and they're from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. They released their debut album, Still Life, in 2016. They're back this year with a dynamite new single called Daisies. Let me slip in one more from Feist. Leslie Feist is a wonderful artist and songwriter. She spent time with the Canadian supergroup Broken Social Scene and has had a wonderful solo career. She has just finished her fifth solo album, Pleasure, on April 28th. The track I have for airplay is Century, featuring Jarvis Cocker. Of course, please stay tuned for hours two and three of music you might otherwise miss.
Yeah. million hours, or 36,500 days. Almost as long as one of those endless dark nights of the soul. Those nights that never end. When you believe you'll never see the sunrise again, and a single second feels like a century.
WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes from you from Vampire Weekend, Jack Johnson, and New Order. Plus, we have new tunes from the Blue Bay Foxes, Generationals, and Phaser Days. Double Down feature artist is... Well, actually, no, it is not that. No, I have the wrong Double Down artist. Anyway, we'll get to that later. Anyway, plus, I've got a great cover tune for you in our Cover Me feature. Let's get it. So, our cover or Double Down is Jason. I don't know where that happened here. Anyways, let's get it started with...